Hey, what's up? What going fam? What's up? Hope you guys are doing well. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Welcome to another episode. My name is Awiti, the host of this podcast, and this is season two, episode two. But when I'm counting all the numbers, it's episode 37. And today, I'm not alone, by the way. I have very important guests. Let them introduce themselves.
Hey, you guys, I'm Brian Sam from Tuseme Podcast. Everywhere, Tuseme Podcast, Brian Sam.
I'm Owaga Marvin. Everywhere, Towaga.
Everyone, you are. Mnasema everywhere. Claim to us.
Everywhere.
Where is everywhere?
Everywhere is every social
every
media.
Every social media, including Thread and...
Atakwa Chief, kwa kitabu ya Chief. Brian Sam,
Sorry, just kidding.
How are you guys feeling today?
Fine, we are fine.
Funny we mentioned Threads. In fact, that is one of the reasons we are shooting this pod today. Because the other day, when we introduced Threads the first time,
yeah.
I took time before I joined Threads. Did you join Threads like immediately when it was launched?
Not really. Yeah. After hype.
After the hype,
yeah. I felt like I was missing out on everything then.
I'm not even on Threads.
You're not even on Threads. Yeah. So me, I think I wanted to join. I decided to join like Threads immediately. So like immediately, like I didn't want to miss out. That's why I think we are here today to talk about like FOMO, fear of missing out. But the other day I was even telling my friend, bana FOMO imefanya nifanye vitu zengine I'm not even proud of. FOMO imefanya nifanye things I would not have done if I didn't want to. If I didn't have that fear of missing out, yeah. Like the other day. I was talking to my friend. It's called Get Two Stories at Campus. We were catching up with my friend about campus shenanigans. We were talking about when was the first time you started drinking alcohol? Like when was the first time you started drinking alcohol? She asked me, and then I was like, by then, I was in pombe when I was in SG.
First year.
Second year. I started in second year. And the first time, like, nearly interact with it.
Just a moment.
Siko nataka.
Kuna mtu anaanzanga kunywa pombe kwa second year.
Mimi.
Ulianza second year. Sisi wenye tulianza high school tufanye nini?
I don't drink.
Ama tutachoma. Ama tutabiri. Me, I started like sila shere of course. Yeti sisa sini alcohol.
Sisi started. Mimi, I started onjaing kidogo in primary. Then kwanja there was this
nyindo mlituletea peer pressure.
There was this calcol in a sachet. It was called Empire.
By
then there was strike.
Kinashaker.
That's when you start testing.
Are they still there?
Yeah, this is there. There is one called Rooney. There's one called Striker.
Kuna Shakers.
Una Somalians ya class.
What am Naishi wapi bwana? Mji Rooney.
Una Somalians ya class.
But it was early enough.
Early
in life.
Me, I didn't know those things until I joined campus. And even in campus, I think I started even drinking alcohol because my roommates, when you were now in Kampo, were going out. So like, where are you guys going? Mm-hmm. We're going out to end up piga sherehe. So me, I went because I didn't want to miss out. The next day, after umetoka sherehe, nakwambia atutapumua kwa hiyo room.
Itakuwa
stories about the other night. Eh, by the jana, sijiki who fought kwa bash, wameenda bash mahali. Sijiki maboyo gani wali fight. Theo, sijiki kuna nani, like, unasike tu my story. So, like, I'm missing out. Like, nikuwa feel, ay, hizi my stories nanipita. I'm like, hey, what will I tell my grandchildren about my campus life? Stuck on my story. So I think I started indulging because I didn't want to miss out because of the fear of missing out. So I think we do things because we don't want to do them, but because of FOMO, because of the fear of missing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Cynthia, do you agree?
I actually agree.
Cynthia.
Yeah.
So
and that's a very important topic, but they were saying. Autakangi kongelea, but it's true, yeah.
You do things. Okay, come to figure, think back, look back and think. Why the heck did I do this?
Yeah.
But
what if it was a good thing?
Yeah, if it was a good thing, well, that was good. Like I'm saying, but what I'm trying to say is like FOMO period is not like we're not saying it's a negative thing. Like FOMO is a bad thing.
It's not fully negative.
Yeah, it's not fully negative.
But it's mostly negative.
Yeah, but like period is not fully negative. Period it can have a lot of positive impacts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome to the podcast. I'm happy to have you guys.
Yeah,
I think the last time I had guests, two months ago, last season. So I'm happy to have you guys. By the this being a new season, I have this, before we get into even indulge in FOMO, I have 5 under 5 questions, a segment here on Unspoken where I ask you guys 5 questions under 5 seconds so that people can get to know you better. Yeah,
okay. So we are ready. Ready.
Are you sure? The first question, by then, driven by why I started this podcast, The Unspoken, the name. Like, what is something you wish people knew about you?
Me? Yeah. I'm old. I'm not as young as I look.
You're Siriako Ninini. You guys, Brian was telling us here that he's 31. Doesn't even look 31. What was that? Like, pale KB form 2. Now,
I'm old. There's some clubs I go to, then I must find these still. Mm. And I'm
must be good. It's that's a compliment. You
forever young.
Tell me.
What people should know about me.
What is something you wish people knew about you?
I'm single.
Oh, please.
I'm single. Now,
me.
Yeah.
Ah, he's a liquor. Kwani mimi na interview gani nyinyi? But then, what is something I wish for you about me? That I am more. Like, I have. Nikona. Let me say. What is something I wish you for you about me? That I am. I'm not as confident as I look.
Ah,
I'm not as confident as I look.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
What was among like nikendangama when I go somewhere, people always assume like mindole sasa like mindole mse. But kuna saying at times me natakanga to keep to myself. Like stakanga ku be around people as much.
Because when the intro extro amo.
But neza sama mini. It's an ambivert. Yeah, kuna chances zinaweza kuwa introvert, kuna chances zinaweza kuwa
okay, ile ya kwanza sikujibu vizuri, acha nijibu tena. What people don't know about me, I don't do drugs.
For sure. Wewe umesoma mwanzo pombe wapi?
Ama niliacha.
Hi, another question before. Yeah. Quickly, describe yourself as a character in the Bible.
In the Bible. I'm Jesus.
I must be so long.
Yeah. As a character in the Bible.
I am who I am.
At your Jesus. Your God.
I am who I am.
Can you blaspheme?
Okay. I must be Solomon.
Your wife, are you sure?
No, I wanna be
concubiness.
I want to have many ways of as many ways as possible.
Wives of the wives what? Not the wisdom part.
The wisdom too. But
Why would you say Magdalene?
She was confident. She was a disciple or something. She followed the disciples. Huh? Oh. She was not among the 12, but she was always with men.
But they did. That's how me and Moses is men. Akimo, yeah. No.
Let me. Was there any woman who walked with Jesus?
See, Mary Magdalene.
Kuna nini kwa Bible?
There's a lady called
Mary. For real?
Yeah.
Ah,
I didn't know him. What did he
say? Auji Mary Magdalene.
And I'm Jew, but sijui kalikuwa anatembea na Yesu.
So many Bible, guys. So many Biblia. Another question. What is your most toxic trait?
I keep quiet when I'm angry.
Is it toxic? Hey, it's toxic.
Because I don't respond. Lisa, nini mekasirisha, I don't say. And that might be bad to you or more for you. But ona ni kama nimekudharau lakini I'm just quiet. It's toxic. Ni mzuri mtu akirespond.
Do I have one really? I don't. Maybe if I find out. I'll figure it out.
May think my toxic trait is I am manipulative. Wee! Mine za kuingiza box! Adi fanya kenye nataka.
That's toxic. Umetoka hapa divai.
Manzea from morning. That's weird.
Yeah, anyway. To, if you do you have any tattoos? Can I say no tattoos? You have a tattoo? Wapi?
Yeah. Unataka ni dress ni niko nayo niko nayo niko nayo.
Yo. If you had to get rid of, how many tattoos do you have, Kwanza?
One.
I thought you had too many. I ask. I have two tattoos. Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, alone. Is that it? I have two tattoos here. Yeah. Yes.
So ni form ulifanya ukapiga tattoo?
Hiyo ndo form.
Nilifanya
ukapiga tattoo. Niko hapa by the form.
What made you get a tattoo?
Form ilifanya nikafanya vitu mingi. Kwanza campus. Form ilifanya nikaeka tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Form ikafanya I started drinking alcohol. I started pigaing sherehe.
Mm-hmm.
Form ikafanya...
No string.
Since I was in high school. Nilikuwa na maza tuwe. But this is the first thing I did when I was in high school. No string. Chap, chap. That's so... like I've always wanted a nose ring since way back. So you see Fomo. So guys, what did Fomo make you do? Let me start. I'm a right
one. So start with him.
I know.
Mother and baby.
What did Fomo make me do?
Fomo. Shit, I should not be saying this on camera, man.
Nini? Come on, if it's not a crime.
Sorry, but niliacha natumia white drugs.
White drugs ni nini?
Iyo ni?
Kina cocaine. Mzazi yako asione.
Walai.
Utaedit.
Tabip ipat. Brian.
First FOMO ni kama tu peer pressure, sindo?
But the FOMO is like peer pressure, guys. Yeah. Fear of missing out. It's like peer pressure.
Yeah, it's more of peer pressure. It's a new slang for peer pressure.
Mm.
I fought for a girl.
Hmm?
Nilipigania mapenzi mimi.
Campus ama...
Hey, tumeenda pale sherehe.
What happened, eh?
Kube msichana amekuja na mtu mwingine.
Mm.
Tukatoka sherehe.
Mm.
Narudi hostel.
Mm.
Then my friends were saying, well, your girlfriend is behind this matatu hapo nyuma. And she's with another man. And you're also a man. Eh.
Mm.
Tulipigana
bwana. Mwanaume unatoka je dem? Bro, unatoka je dem? Eh? Unatoka je dem?
2 hours of fighting.
Yo, real.
Mm. Serious fighting.
Una mark.
Eh, azi. Nilikuwa mmoja mira kizango na kwangu ameungaunga. Me, I was not fighting.
I was
just watching my friends fight for me.
You didn't fight for your girl. You didn't fight for love.
But then at the end of it all, hakuna mtu alienda naye.
Mm.
So that's part.
Usimanga mtaka yote kosa yote.
Yeah. What did peer pressure make you do?
I'm not say peer pressure, but when I was thinking about form, actually when I was preparing for this, akilangi lipiga what is FOMO, what it made me do, and what people are actually doing because of FOMO. People are actually doing this because of FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
FOMO pia, like, inafanya, unataka watu wajue, like, what unajua, like, you know, miss know it all. And this thing about astrology and zodiac signs, it fucks me up. That thing...
Unazifuata?
I used to, because of... I do what I wanted to know, I used to. But sai, I did my research and fuck that shit. It's not...
High work?
Me, si believe in it.
Hata mimi.
Do you believe by then?
Hata sijui yangu ni gani.
Ulizaliwa when?
October.
October ni? Sagittarius ama Capricorn either. Mimi ama Sagittarius. You? Ulizaliwa?
Ama Cancer.
Unafuata hizo vitu? Because me...
Partly, I used to have an ex mwenye alikuwa... asubuhi hadi ana Google like... ama alikuwa Capricorn. Ama Capricorn, how will my day be, nini namwambia, oh, you are likely to meet someone who's gonna do this and
yeah.
It used to happen to her for real.
Yeah, there is a form of manifestation here.
So I don't know if it's,
but me true. Personally, I think that we shouldn't depend, like, people are, you shouldn't depend on zodiac signs to define who we are as human beings, like our behavior.
But it partly does,
but the worst part, inasema like zodiac signs ama hizo nini aziwa, as I am not like 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
Is because people, kwanza ukipata wao wanafuata the zodiac signs, they only look at the positive part. What about the negative part? Kuna ile part unasoma zodiac sign yako ama ati ama Libra, and as Libras we are caring, we are emotional, we are intelligent. But there's a negative part. People only focus on the positive part.
Your
positive part.
Yeah, there's a negative part.
Your positive part.
And me personally, me, I'm a believer of that. Partly, though.
But you come to religion.
But yeah, it's religion. Then the funny thing about our brains is that what you feed it is what it gives out. Gigo, ni kama computer. Garbage in, garbage out. Ukifeed akili yako like, this is what should be happening to me. Because I believe in Christianity, yeah, it does happen to you.
What about anal sex?
What
form of FOMO. People now trying out anal sex.
Anal sex and other
other types of sex.
Ola hii camera mtavunja like leo.
What?
Not really.
Anal sex.
Do you like anal sex?
I've never done anal
never
sex.
Done.
So I never tried anal sex.
Never tried, but...
You've never tried anal sex?
Never tried.
You've
never but,
tried anal sex?
But nishekona yao then. Ever had this girl mwenye aliniuliza, like we are in the middle of stuff, then she's out of nowhere, she's like, we are done, then we are chilling, then she's like, have you ever tried anal sex? Then I'm like, no, can you be, I want to try it out. Then I was like, are you not really?
Freaky girl.
No, nikasema not me.
You are traditional woman.
In my life, we are loose.
See, tunaenda pale
mumbo alisema. You can never try anal sex?
I did.
I tried it.
No.
You can't try anal sex?
I can't. Because, like,
I can't do it.
I put a lubricant. Fucking a kaje. What the fuck?
Are we to
say money? One is a try.
What happens? Anal sex.
One is a try.
Mbona mtu ajaribu anal sex?
Anal sex ni huko nyuma.
Difference in it. Is this as sweet as the normal one?
It's not. Kai. it's good to be honest, I've ever tried it once and I didn't like it and I was like, yo, let me stick to what I know, my missionary. I tried anal sex, but I tried once and I didn't like it.
Yeah, so nasema sema kitu haikai mzuri.
It's painful. Kwanza for the first kwanza sikia kwanza, it's like it's now like you're a virgin. Like for chiles, like it's like now you're a virgin. Now Sando, someone is breaking a virginity from the back. Imagine. It was so painful for me. It was,
so Nelly could drive like window litaka, so the guy in the litaka.
I think that day I was the one who did.
I'm really quite curious too.
I was curious.
Like the ex I'm taking
I was curious,
yeah. She was so curious.
I told the guy, hey, let's do like silo to fanyile and we tried it and I was like, stop! Yo, it's el kochungum se. I can't.
So it didn't happen. On the form, it didn't happen yote.
Back to the topic, with it, actually, I feel like FOMO who affects mostly madam than my boy. Yeah, madam, like, an example, like, if a man, boy akipata bibi sahi, my friends wake watakuwa zile za, his bachelor friends will be like, you're married, man. Yeah, you're married. But once a girl get hooked, dem akikuwa cuffed, unasikia mabeshti wake wako zile za, you know, you should try better. Nini. You know, this guy, nini. Yeah, you see? Kitu kama hiyo.
But mostly this generation, it is a Gen Z thing.
It's a Gen Z thing, yeah.
Anal sex?
No.
No, wait.
You're past that.
What's the meaning?
I'm like FOMO, as in FOMO, peer pressure.
It's a Gen Z thing. So you want to say like...
Sana because of social
parents,
media.
So you want to say like our parents were not affected by... Were not affected
no,
by...
Also, when you're growing up, we had...
Not that much.
We had less information about stuff. For example, we started watching porn. I started watching porn around form 2. So then I had access to porn. But now... Even my son or anybody who's about 3 years old can access porn.
Right.
There's porn on national TV.
So
we're
gonna blame social media.
Yeah, social media.
Social media, internet and stuff. Because they have access to almost everything.
Information pia ni mingi. And then FOMO pia inaweza kupea stress, mental stress.
Mental stress, yeah.
Depression. Your friends are doing it, you're not doing it. You feel like they're making it, you're not making it.
People are making it.
And they're posting all the positive things about them.
kumbe there's a lot that goes.
I can't post myself when I'm crying.
Yeah.
But when I'm happy, I'm around happy people, I'll post. Then my other friend will check out Instagram and say, Brian is happy. How is
but
he happy?
Me, I always beg to differ about your stuff here. But you don't believe things you see on social. Of course, don't believe everything you see on social media. Yeah. I don't. I totally agree. But why do people think that if I'm posting while I'm happy, I'm hiding, I'm sad? Why is it? But I'm just happy and I'm just sharing it to the world. Why is it like, kuna yo notion tu mtu anasama? Maybe I'm just genuinely happy. Kuna yo notion tu, everyone is saying like, maybe she's going through something. See, don't she? Maybe I'm just genuinely happy and I'm sharing it with the world. There's also that part.
Yeah.
FOMO, what has hit me? I think I disagree with astrology. Sherehe, FOMO ndo ilifanya nikapiga. Sijui niseme TikTok. TikTok pia FOMO imechangia, si ndio? Kuna vitu mingi.
Hata podcasts. Hata podcasts, yeah. Mtu ana content like he's just there like juu kila mtu ufanya.
Kila mtu anafanya podcast. Anafaa kufanya podcast.
Kila
mtu akona dem hata mimi nitakuwa na
dem.
Kila mtu
you're not even kwanza hiyo party yako na dem, you're not even financially ready. You're not ready for anything. Wewe unataka tu kona dem juu best yako hapo na dem. Yeah. You don't know. Utaki
kutadwi kila saa.
Utaki kutadwi kila saa, yeah. So like you're just over there like, I need to get a girlfriend. You don't even have.
How are you dating someone?
Mimi.
Mko personal.
Ni fomu ilifanya ama ni mapenzi?
Wewe, unaweza swali.
Sawa, nauliza?
Are you dating someone?
Time by. 10, sawa. We have 10 minutes left. So.
Yeah.
Why are you dating? Ni pia pressure ama ni la?
No, I'm not dating, but I used to date. But like,
why?
Yeah.
You were in love ama?
I was in love, yeah.
Are you dating?
Currently, no. Hey, nimekawia by the same side date. Why lie? I talked about it here on my podcast. Niko naambia wase, I was last in a serious relationship in 2020.
Why?
Enye nasema ni serious acha na hizi vitu zingine situationship, hizi vitu zingine. Like enye nasema I was in love, I was invested in the relationship 2020.
No, so, are you dating?
Yes.
Hey.
I'm dating Rwandese.
Rwanda babes.
Bonjour. Jana wasafi bendi.
Bonjour. Ama Rwanda wanaongea French.
She's in Rwanda.
Rwanda
wanaongea French.
And she's in Rwanda.
Yeah. No, okay. Dating, we have a child.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's
okay,
nice.
Ni sawa. Kama you're dating, I also have a child.
Alafu history of how now like how do we prevent ourselves from getting influenced by FOMO, by peer pressure? Because me always come out and say peer pressure really affected me. Ata in high school,
yeah.
Peer pressure ilifanya nikafanya some fucked up shit. Apa inje nikufika campus ndio FOMO peer pressure kapatana na mimi. Like it always affects me. Mimi napenda and it's something by then imekuwa it's like I've been like fighting with it. Ikitu ya mimi nataka kufanya vitu venye watu wanafanya, like mimi nataka kuwa the trendiest, nataka nikuwe the coolest people, like it's really bad. I'm working on it, but there I really am.
Just be you, do you, be happy always. Find happiness in everything you do.
Ustake
ati everybody else is going to the place on Sunday. And you can afford, where do you say? You can afford some joint around your place. Just be happy.
Ata historia sherehe.
Be like, happy. Like just.
Like, who likes sherehe? Kwanza, alcohol is freaking expensive. For no reason, sindio? That's first. Alcohol is freaking expensive for no reason. Number two. Sherehe, you're out in the cold at 3 a.m. in a short dress.
So
but
overrated.
In a kupiga, like I prefer being in my bed, sleeping, cuddling. Like Shere is overrated. Alcohol is expensive.
Sure.
Like it's just for me.
Friendship is
like
expensive.
It's not bad. Friendship is expensive.
Everything is expensive.
Everything is freaking expensive.
But ningumu sana ku avoid the FOMO because of the access to social media.
But I think it also the company you keep. It goes back to the company you keep. See, FOMO, would I miss out what your friends are doing, what your people around you are doing. It's just it goes back to me, I think it goes, for me, it goes back to what the company I keep. Come on, an influence evil. Sinjo, ama. Me to go, me kwangu ni company ni na keep. Like, ofai kukuf, your friends, ama your circle, they should not make you feel out left. And this manga?
Ofai kufeel
the odd one out if you're not doing something. Pia, ukume kufeel odd one out, ndo utakwa na ukufeel. But if it's something, like, mkutu saa, if you're not doing this, you're good, you're nini, wasi wako pia kwa saa, you're nini.
But yeah, it is important to have principles and limits.
Town yetu, this city of ours, Kisumu, people are really affected by FOMO. Ju,
Kisumu, everybody in Kisumu anafia ku miss the place on Friday. On Sunday.
Like, me, I say, Kisumu is a city like that people work for the weekend. People work for the weekend and it's not good.
It's not
good. Because your place, it's the hype. It's not like piercing by, but peer
moderation. But in moderation. Kila kitu simba.
Once in a while you need to get out. At the end of the day, shake off the stress. Mwenze, ujibambe, but...
Jijue.
Jitambo. Napara 3 a.m. Wasichana wanapigwa baridi bwana huko gari yako hapo
bwana. Kwa ndudhi hapo bwana. Umeva with a short dress. Unasikia baridi.
Mwingine ameshikwa huko amenyang'anya.
Nilikuwa naona statistics fulani kwa Twitter inasema over 3 years ago percentage was wana smoke weed in Kenya ime increase by more than 90%. Imagine.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah. Everybody is like, you know, he smokes. Maybe smoking makes someone look cool. Maybe this.
Foreign.
But
I don't know statistics. Me kumbuka pia nilisoma mahali. I read somewhere those statistics. Mwalimu months.
Hiyo ni wa kizungu.
Statistics alisema there's a statistic that say that in Uganda, but ilikuwa ya 2016. In Uganda, also the percentage of people who are drinking, because you know Uganda alcohol is very cheap.
Yeah, true. I've ever drank in.
Percentage of people who drink alcohol in Uganda was like 45% of people drinking alcohol in Uganda. In Kenya, they said, in Kenya, also the people consume alcohol in Kenya is 2 times more. They consume alcohol more than people in Uganda. And it's cheap in Uganda. Like, so it's double. Like, it was 65% in Kenya. They drink it the double when you're Uganda and like Kenya.
But what I realized, I was in Nairobi about 2 months ago. I was quite new in Nairobi. I realized that Nairobi people drink Monday to Monday.
To Monday, yeah. Clubs are full daily. Clubs are full daily.
Some people drink mostly on Fridays.
On Fridays and Saturdays.
Ilikuwa Nairobi Mombasa. Nairobi. Kuna msa ilifungua club. Alifungua club somewhere. Apo kando akafungua tena church. Sasa ande, mnatoka, saatu asubuhi mnatoka sherehe.
Kama mwingia club.
Naomba, then narudi.
Tuna narudi utina mandu, narudi club.
Na pombe ni 8,000.
Na pombe ni 8,000.
But you know,
nazabu taxi ni mingi.
So positive FOMO. Kunaya, kweli.
Me FOMO made me start a podcast and it's this helping. Podcast has changed my life.
Yeah.
But FOMO made me start a podcast, changed my life. FOMO, positive FOMO.
Save money. FOMO made me start saving money. Especially after I lost my jobs, I realized, wait, we save ni muhimu. Then I started saving.
Mm.
So kuna positive aspects of FOMO. Now rafiki zako na save during chamas. Because it's a formal thing. Everybody's in a chama now. I should learn a chama. maybe I should join a SAC or something. So FOMO pia ni saa.
Maybe positive FOMO. Labda kujoin chama, juu pia mimi nilijoin chama.
But pia mimi on that not even as much as nimesema FOMO made me start clubbing. But a lot of positivity. Nimetoa connections kwa club.
A million connections.
Hakuna msi atakusaidia kama
a million connections nimetoa church. A club kwa mimi.
Like a lot of you meet honest people in clubs, honest people in clubs, and yeah, they're ready to help you. But the form of me pia imefanya like nime come out to good great connections from there.
Sana men kwa hiyo choza wanaume. Choza wanaume.
Na za madai. Ayo bro unafanyaga nini? Unafanya niko na
sati ya
nini? Yo my G. Yeah. That's Ken now. You'll edit up this part. That's Ken. Ken zake zikisha shika. Hako zile za, hi, niazi, unafanyaga nini?
Positive, FOMO, but positive and negative. So strive to be on the positive.
Or the police stuff type, yeah.
So that was nice. How was the episode?
You're done.
Yeah. Oh. Time, producer.
Mr. Producer.
We are done.
We are 3 minutes out.
So shukran sana Witi for hosting us.
Piga outro alafu tuende. Tupiga introduction alafu tuende.
What is introduction?
As in, you'll introduce.
So guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. I'm telling you, new episodes will be dropping every Wednesday. Mark my words. Hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. So be tune in, manze. New episodes, Unspoken Podcast episodes every Wednesday. I'm thinking every Wednesday on audio side for YouTube. So audio episodes, I think ni drop zote audio na YouTube the same day. Yeah, so new episodes every Wednesday. Check out for that. And if you're listening, like, share. And if you're watching this from YouTube, subscribe if you have not subscribed.
Umesahau kuambia, Unspoken Podcast, tuna plan kwanza co-host wasanii.
It's so, happening soon.
Subscribe. Finya hiyo button hapo chini.
Great content coming out. And then next week, tukutane Nairobi. Next week, I'll be in Nairobi attending the APVA Awards. See you there. Hope new in. So thank you guys. Like, share, subscribe. And I'll see. Parting shot.
Wanere uru.
Parting shot. Adios, muchachos.
Thanks for watching.